We're going to skip Simon Gimel, Simon Dalet. Avogav Shadayin lo birach birchas atero, vasu lo dabre divre atero. Mikol mokom mashi yuchel akayim yikayim. A person cannot speak words of Torah before he says birchas atero. Now, the Shulchan Aruch's opinion is that you're allowed to think in learning before birchas atero. The Gra argues on the Shulchan Aruch, and the Gra holds that even thinking and learning before birchas atero is asur. According to the Shulchan Aruch, Mishabura seems to be of the opinion in Hilchos Birchas Atara that a person can rely on the Shulchan Aruch. It's better to machra, like the Gra, a person can rely on the Shulchan Aruch and think and learning before Birchas Atara. He just cannot say words of Torah before Birchas Atara. Regards to Shemaya Ka'ina, regards to having somebody tell you Divrei Torah, there is a Shari Tshuva in Simen Mem Zayin, Hilchos Birchas Atara, which says that would be a problem of Shemaya Ka'ina, even according to Shulchan Aruch, that you may think in learning before, but to listen is going to be a problem. I once discussed this with my Rebbe, Rav Shalom Shapiro, the Rosh Kollel and Mashkiach in Talmud Yeshiva, and I asked him, what about listening to a recording? And he was of the opinion that a recording, it's not possible the concept of Shemaya Ka'ina on a recording, and therefore that would have the same halacha as thinking and learning. So a person is not Sadivri Torah and he wants to drive in the car and there's a tape going which has words of Torah, he'd be allowed to listen to that tape. That would not be problematic. There is a tshuva from the Eretz Tzvi, the Tzvi Frumer, who was he took over Yeshiva Chachmin Lublin after Meir Shapiro was nifter. He was a rav in Poland, and he seems to hold that Shemaya Ka'ina could apply even to a recording. That's not the assumption of most poskim, and that's not really something to be concerned about. So a person, the Chayyadim says, a person cannot say the words of Torah before he says Berachas Torah. But l'chein yafana machshav to l'kayim mitzvahs atliyas b'leiv yachol adam l'kayim esam b'chol regel b'machshav. As he mentioned before, there are many mitzvahs which a person can do in his heart. Specifically, there are six mitzvahs. That was the first siman that he had over here. The person has a mitzvah of emunah neKadosh Baruch Hu, denial of all of Avodah Zarah, that there's nothing else but a Kadosh Baruch Hu. The mitzvah of Abbas to Kadosh Baruch Hu, the mitzvah of Yira from a Kadosh Baruch Hu, the mitzvah not to allow himself to be brought into that's actually in the upcoming Sif and Sif Hei. So to mitzvah to So those you can do before Birchas Torah. Person should accept upon himself at this point that whatever he learned, he's going to fulfill and commit to. A person refuses to take a mitzvah. I feel that he mitzvah kala, a raise and a rasha. A person refuses to accept one mitzvah is considered a rasha. Well, of them arura shelo yokim is ibra Torah zois. He does not accept the words of the Torah. Lo nomer asher lo yasa ela shelo yokim ritzolam rishen makabel lo lekayim kol Torah. So he's not committing to do. He says, "I don't. This I refuse to do." A person says, "I have difficulty doing it. I understand it's important. I plan to do it. I'm going to work on it. I cannot. I have difficulty." But if a person says, I'm going to accept and not going to do, make it as an exception, that's considered a person who is a mumar l'davar echad, and he's considered a rasha.